I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The upheaval across the Arab world is raising fears farther south. Tomorrow's election day in Uganda, and the government in the African nation has ordered phone companies to intercept text messages that include the words Egypt and people power. Uganda is seen as relatively stable and democratic, but as Dennis Porter reports, its reputation as a democracy is becoming tarnished.
Long-serving leaders in North African countries have seen their holds on power crumble. But in East Africa, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says he's confident his country won't face an Egypt-style uprising anytime soon.
There will be no Egyptian-like revolution here because we are freedom fighters. We are not office people. There's nobody who can use extra constitutional means to take power here. That one is out of the question. All authority belongs to the people.
Museveni suggests that if anyone tries to take extra constitutional actions, he'll throw them in jail.
Very simple, just lock them up. Simple. In the most humane way, in as humane a manner as possible, bundle them into jails, and that will be the end of the story.
Museveni has kept a tight grip on power over the years. He began his political career as a rebel commander. He played a part in overthrowing Uganda's two previous autocrats, Idi Amin and Milton Obote. In 1986, Museveni seized power for himself in a military coup. Early on, Museveni was accused of human rights violations, but he's also credited with bringing a degree of stability and prosperity to Uganda after the horrors of the Amin and Obote years. And he's attracted a lot of political support and aid money from the West. After a decade in power, Museveni finally held elections. He's now won office three times. But there have been questions about how free and fair those elections were. During the last one, Museveni's main opponent was charged with treason and kept busy with court dates. Charles Monguya is the host of a popular political radio talk show in Kampala.
Two previous elections, in 2001 and 2006, attracted legal challenges by President Museveni's biggest major opponent, Dr. Kizza Besigye, and the Supreme Court of this country in both cases pronounced itself that there were major issues with the elections, though they did not nullify them.
And there are issues this time around as well. Christoph Titika specializes in Ugandan politics at the University of Antwerp. He says groups of young men armed with sticks have tried to break up opposition rallies.
Police were standing just next to these guys, which were beating up opposition, and they didn't intervene, which is just one of the examples which shows that there's some things going on which aren't exactly free and fair.
Museveni's ruling party has also been accused of handing out money to win over supporters, says Titika.
It's a very unclear line whether it's government programs which are used or whether it's personal party money which is used for that. But the end result is the same. People on the ground, they perceive that the government or the party is handing out money to them, which of course they perceive well politically.
Museveni does remain popular, and despite some of the tactics his government has been accused of, he is not feared on the streets of Kampala. His critics are happy to speak their mind, like this man, who says he won't vote for Museveni.
Museveni, no. Even if you give me 100 millions, I can't vote for Museveni.
And while many here are grateful for what Museveni has brought the country over the years, they say enough is enough.
Too much of anything is bad. So it's overdue for him to leave. We know he has done a lot for us, but we appreciate, but he should give others opportunity to take the country forward.
For The World, I'm Dennis Porter in Kampala, Uganda.